From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees. Something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run. But there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. Tonight you're going to hear about the corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some real paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. This is Activist Radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in that dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep that pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to start off with our announcements. Coming up real soon is the Cascadia Forest Review. This is going to take place Thursday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. I guess this is taking place in Eugene, Oregon. Doesn't say here, but join Dr. Timothy Inglesby of the Western Fire Ecology Center, who will show slides and speak about the effects of fire on our northwestern forest ecosystem, separating fact from fantasy on this hot topic. Congress just threw millions of dollars at the Forest Service to do logging as it means to prevent forest fires after this year's fire season. This talk should be very timely and help activists mobilize to stop destructive forest health logging proposals that may appear this year or next. Music by the amazing activist musician Jim Page from Seattle. This is, once again, the Cascadia Forest Review, next Thursday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. at the SEIU Local 49 Union Hall, 3536 Southeast 26th Avenue in Eugene, Oregon, 7:30 p.m. Cascadia Forest Review. Don't miss that one. Sounds like fun. And October 19th is the call-in day to cancel the Eagle and other timber sales in Oregon. It's all day Friday, October 20th. The final push is on until the Eagle sale and other destructive Northwest timber sales. Call on Al Gore to protect Eagle Creek. Call him locally in Oregon at 503-236-3699. Once again, that number, 503-236-3699. Ask for Katie Sieben and register your opinion that Al Gore should immediately cancel the Eagle, Solo, Snog, North Windberry, and Clark timber sales and any other sale you may know the name of, and pledge to protect all of our remaining ancient forests before Election Day. If you want to call the National Gore Campaign, that number is 615-340-2000, 615-340-2000, or if you want to call the vice president's office, he's probably not there. He's out campaigning, but that number is 202-456-2326. Once again, 202-456-2326. All right. The Oregon Department of Forestry is going to be holding a state forest management plan public hearing. This is taking place Tuesday, October 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the World Deforestry Center, otherwise known as the Oregon Department of Forestry in Portland. They address 4033 Southwest Canyon Road. Here's the details. The Oregon Department of Forestry, ODF, is preparing to hold hearings and take verbal and written comments on its draft forest management plan. For over 633,000 acres of publicly owned state forests across western Oregon, the Tillamook, Clatsop, Santiam state forests are covered in the FMP, as are other state forest properties on the Coast Range and southwest Oregon. These state forests provide important habitat for northern spotted owls, marbled mullets, salmon, and other imperiled species, and contain significant amounts of old growth and are a key foundation for forest ecosystems, including the lower elevation forests that are not adequately protected by federal ownerships or the timber industry. The state's FMP will play a key role in determining how much of our forests and the remaining old growth salmon habitat, municipal watersheds, and other values will be logged, protected, or restored. Here's some problems with the state's management plan. The initial analysis of the FMP, it is likely an improvement over prior plans, but it still fails to adequately and clearly protect and recover endangered species, old growth, and water quality. The plan fails to provide protected reserves, assumes the state will be given a federal Endangered Species Act permit to log or otherwise take species habitats. It relies on a faulty analysis of alternative management scenarios and fails to adequately consider how state and local revenue goals can be met by managing the forest for more diverse resources. Under Oregon Department of Forestry's proposal, the ESA take permit and the Habitat Conservation Plan, most spotted owl habitat and nearly 15,000 acres of old growth and other older forest stands in the Santiam State Forest West Lane and Western Oregon districts will be treated as sacrifice zones. ODF's take permit HCP would also fail to adequately protect and recover species in the Tillamook and Clatsop State Forests. HCPs are required as mitigation plans for take permits. However, forest HCPs typically fail to adequately offset habitat losses or provide other needed species protection and recovery measures. While the state's proposed structure-based timber management would provide more diverse forest stands than found on industrial lands, this approach still fails to provide real older forest habitats and fish and wildlife refuges, including some regions lacking other public lands, and should not be applied across the entire landscape. If you'd like more details, go to the following webpage, www.audubonportland.org. That's www.audubonportland.org, all one word, .org. Written comments are due at 5 p.m. on November 3rd. You can send your written to Oregon Department of Forestry, Attention Jerry Chase, that's J-E-R-I, Chase, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. The address again, Oregon Department of Forestry, Attention Jerry Chase, 2600 State Street, Salem, Oregon, 97310. And your comments again are due by 5 p.m. on November 3rd. The public hearing is coming up in a week or so, Tuesday, October 24th in Portland at the Forestry Center, 4033 Southwest Canyon Road, and that hearing takes place from 6 to 10 p.m. Out in the Wichita National Forest of Arkansas, the Little Texas Watershed Project is in the planning stages. 307 acres of commercial thinning, 2,000 acres of herbicide applications, 8,000 acres or more of prescribed burning, 300 acres of seed tree or clear cut, 19 miles of road repair or reconstruction, and 50 acres of single tree selection. It's currently in the scoping or planning process. If your comments you think are necessary, you have until October 30th to send them to Robert L. Mitchell, District Ranger, P.O. Box 332, Odin, Arkansas, 71961. That's Robert L. Mitchell, District Ranger, P.O. Box 332, Odin, Arkansas, 71961. And tell him you want the Little Texas Watershed to be preserved on the Wichita National Forest. Do it today. An event coming up this weekend in the Alajo Valley of British Columbia. A weekend of learning, discussions, and gathering. Both Saturday and Sunday have excellent workshops to choose from. Some confirmed topics are activist security and state harassment. Been going on up there quite a bit in the Alajo. What are your rights? A legal briefing. Globalization of corporate rule over forests. PEC to WTO to FTAA. Art in action. Unleashing your creative artist. Skywalking. Help build a home 50 feet up. The Canadian security state government repression in the 21st century, and deep woods basic survival skills for woods activity. Carpools will be leaving from Vancouver, British Columbia, 303 West Hastings, up to the camp Friday at 6 p.m., Saturday at 9 a.m., Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 8 a.m., and return rides to Vancouver leave Saturday at 7 a.m., Saturday at 4 p.m., Sunday at 6 a.m., and Sunday at 6 p.m. They're using their white van with a capacity of 9 people, so you may want to make a reservation. The number is 604-255-4145. That's 604-255-4145 if you need a ride to the Alajo Valley Gathering this weekend, October 14th and 15th from Vancouver, British Columbia. Also coming up, the Southern Appalachian Biodiversity Project's annual meeting, October 21st, will host its first annual project membership meeting on Saturday, October 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Kellogg Center in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Public is invited. There'll be updates from the board, various speakers discussing environmental issues, and they'll have a hike in the Pisgah National Forest. A wonderful vegetarian lunch catered by Barefoot Catering, free to all who attend. Pre-registration is required to ensure there's enough food for everyone. For more information, contact Andrew at andrew@sabp.net. That's andrew@sabp.net or 828-258-2667, 828-258-2667 for the Southern Appalachian Biodiversity Project's annual meeting October 21st in the Kellogg Center of Hendersonville, North Carolina. Also happening very soon, October 21st and 22nd, is the Indiana Forest Fest. Please join the Hoosiers in celebrating the second annual Indiana Forest Fest at Camp Palawapak in Brown County, Indiana. The theme of the Forest Fest is bringing back the beauty and focus on restoring and expanding the hardwood forest that once covered Indiana. Workshops include forest issues, forest economics, water quality, litigation, tree climbing, and much more. For more information, check out the online brochure at bloomington.in.us/IFA/fest. Once again, there's no W's in this that I can tell. It's bloomington.in.us/IFA/fest. Or you can send email to joshua948@aol.com. That's Joshua with a capital J, 948@aol.com for the Indiana Forest Fest, October 21st and 22nd at Camp Palopec in Brown County, Indiana. And also coming up, October 21st and 22nd is the Virginia National Forest Protection Conference. You're invited to Virginia's second annual National Forest Protection Conference, October 21st and 22nd at Clark Hall, University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia. Workshops on the first day include information on forest issues, strategy, plans for action, and Sunday there'll be a field trip going to a timber sale in the George Washington National Forest. George Washington couldn't tell a lie. The Forest Service is cutting down his forest. For more information, contact Shenandoah Ecosystems Defense Group. Their number, 804-971-1553. That's 804-971-1553. Or mail to sedg@firstva.com. That's sedg@firstva.com. And get on down to the Virginia National Forest Protection Conference, October 21st and 22nd, at Clark Hall, University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here's an international announcement. Don't usually see these, but the 23rd through the 30th of October, there will be an International Action Week in Holland against the Biomedical Primate Research Center in Rijswijk. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The Biomedical Primate Research Center, which is the biggest primate research center in Europe, lays in Rijswijk, Holland. Daily, 1,600 monkeys are tortured there in the name of science to do research in AIDS, malaria, hepatitis, different viruses, and research for bone marrow and organ transplantations. Many of these experiments are very painful, and the monkeys have to live in small, dull metal cages. A lot of monkeys show stereotypical disturbed behavior, like jumping up and down in their cages. Some turn their heads. It's a pretty sad sight. If you want more information on the 23rd through the 30th of October Action Week in Holland, here's the address: Cohen, K-O-E-N, P.O. Box 10233-2501-HE, The Hague, Netherlands. Once again, the address: Cohen, K-O-E-N, P.O. Box 10233-2501-HE, The Hague, The Netherlands, or Hague, I don't know. Or you can send email. You're going to have to write this quickly. I'm going to say it slowly. You write quickly. B bprcapenhel at yahoo.com. Once again, bprcapenhel at yahoo.com, or head to www.antenna.nl/NVDA, and you can go from there, www.antenna.nl.NVDA, and look for that BPRCAPENHEL Biomedical Primate Research Center. Again, that International Action Week is the 23rd through the 30th of October. And here's a note to Uncle Dennis. This band, besides being good buds of mine, rocks. Alternative hardcore with an anarchistic bent. Perhaps you could announce some of these dates on the radio. Well, I'll do that for you. My buddy Storm wants you to know that the group Fireballs of Freedom will be playing in San Francisco at the Bottom of the Hill on the 19th of October, and at the 20th in L.A. at the Troubadour, on the 21st in San Diego at the Casbah, Sunday the 22nd in Costa Mesa at Club Mesa, and on October 24th in Sacramento at the Press Club, the 27th in Seattle at the Sit and Spin with Dead Moon. On Halloween, they'll be in Missoula at the Mount Wilma Theater. All right, don't miss Fireballs of Freedom. They're supposed to be a good band, okay? I don't know, never heard them, but my buddy Storm says that they're good. Let's get into action news here from Holland. The DBF has claimed responsibility for three meat delivery vans belonging to Randstad Vigelsgruvendel in Rotterdam, Holland, on the night of the 16th and 17th of September. Part of the wall belonging to the company was also damaged. The communique contained a mere 30 words saying, "As long as this murder trade continues, the DBF will continue." And from Finland, we read, "In Finland, the raids in the heart of the fur farming area continue, according to the media sources. Last Saturday night, the 6th and 7th of October, around 700 foxes were dyed with harmless red henna. The raid took place in Alajärvi, I guess. I don't speak Finnish. And the police are desperate for even the smallest clues or observations from the public." Well, I bet they are. "In addition to causing massive economic damages by dyeing the fox pelts, the breeding cards were stolen, thus destroying the breeding value, and cages were opened. Despite the cages being opened, only a few of the foxes came out. All were captured from the farm area. This is the fifth fur farm raid in Finland this year, with the highest ever number of raids in the heartland of the fur farming area. And greetings again from the industrial sprawl of Holland. There is this incredible squat in Amsterdam called Kalenderpanden, an enormous old warehouse alongside a picturesque canal. A brilliant crew of folks have been using it for years to host events, dinners, theater, concerts, and meetings. Predictably enough, developers are using the city government to destroy the place in favor of yuppie apartments and to create a breeding ground, their term, for high-paid artists. Just like San Francisco and many other places in America, it's really sad to be here and see the desperation among the squatters as Holland seems to be following Germany's lead in crushing the movement. Yet the squatters fighting back with a creative resistance in the heart against business as usual and have a lot of support among the Dutch population and even certain sectors of government. The following caps a series of fantastic actions. Sunday, October 8th, Amsterdam City Councilor Pauline Krik was hit smack in the face twice by cream pies from the Bakers Without Borders Amsterdam division. Krik has just opened a new shopping district, New Dicht, and was accompanied by a bunch of hotshots, amongst them chiefs of police who started in pursuit of the pie throwers with the help of a policeman on a motorcycle who threw down his bicycle in front of the escapees. Two arrests were made. The arrested were let free the next day. Councillor Krik is responsible for the coming act eviction of a huge and popular squat in Amsterdam, Der Kalenderpanden, and you can go to www.kalenderpanden.nl for a photo of the sad counselor wiping cream off her face. The Kalenderpanden will be evicted for a development agency to build luxurious apartments for yuppies. More to come from the Patissier Sans Bordier, and if you want to go to the counselor's webpage and leave a comment about her neoliberal policies, her email address is p.krikke at amsterdam.nl. That's p.krikke at amsterdam.nl. Moving to Canadian pie antics, the Chrétien pie app update and appeal for legal donations. It's been a few weeks since Chrétien was pied and the dust has begun to settle. Many thanks to everyone who has offered moral, verbal, financial, and other varieties of support, but things have really only just begun. Some details. On August 16th, Evan Brown was arrested and charged with assault for pieing Jean Chrétien, that's the Canadian Prime Minister, over genetically engineered food and other government's crimes. Over the next few days, Aaron Colazar, a member and spokesperson of the PIE Pie Brigade, spoke with local, national, and international media as Evan's lawyer had advised Evan not to. Coverage was widespread and usually touched on why it was done, yet there was generally a lack of depth in the coverage of why. Most media seemed more concerned about Chrétien's security. I don't believe he has any. The RCMP has been questioning and harassing many people suspected of being involved, and also relatives, friends, neighbors, and employers of people suspected of being involved. We have some questions about jurisdiction and who is doing the investigation. The RCMP seems to be giving different people different stories. There is a possibility this will be laid against Aaron Colazar as well. The PIE Pie Brigade also requests your assistance to help covering the mounting legal costs related to the pieing of Jean Chrétien. If you can donate a little or a lot, that would be a big help. If you can't, we understand. Toward a better future, the PEI Pie Brigade make checks payable to McLeod, Crane, and Parkman in trust for the pie and send it to the attention of James Hornby, McLeod, Crane, and Parkman. I guess those are the lawyers. P.O. Box 1056, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. And here's the Canadian address, C1A7M4. Once again, make your checks payable to McLeod, Crane, and Parkman in trust for the pie thrower and send to Attention James Hornby, McLeod, Crane, and Parkman, P.O. Box 1056, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, C1A7M4. And if you'd like to reach the Prince Edward Island Pie Brigade, of course, it's the PEIPIE Brigade at hushmail.com. PEI for Prince Edward Island, PIE for Pie in the Face, Brigade, all one word, at hushmail.com. Do it today, Uncle Dennis. And here's more word on the salmon souffle. Anti-environmental U.S. Senator, or ex-senator, I might add, she's stepping down. Helen Chenoweth was faced with a salmon whipped cream pie during her opening statements at a congressional field hearing on forest health. We've read about that earlier. A press release claiming responsibility and explaining the appropriateness of the target was sent out by a group calling themselves the Salmon Soufflé Society. Randall Mark was arrested on state felony assault charges when bail was reduced to an affordable level. The feds put a detainer on him for federal probation violations out of Moscow, Idaho. The Missoula feds have charged him with two counts of assault on a federal employee and are detaining him till trial set for November 13th. Another congressman, Rick Hill, was seated next to Helen Chenoweth, so that is why there are two charges. The legal defense fund has been set up and checks can be made out to the Randall Mark Legal Defense. Send it to Randall Mark LDF, or Legal Defense Fund, P.O. Box 8452, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Once again, the Randall Mark Legal Defense Fund. Send all your checks and money to Randall Mark, LDF, P.O. Box 8452, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. And the attorney, of course, is charging lots of money. If you want more information, you can call 208-892-8744. That's 208-892-8744. I think we're going to, I guess we can fit this one in. Salmon curves and North Clackamas timber sales dropped. BARC has just received written confirmation that the acting Zigzag District Ranger Paul Bryant recommended that two timber sales in the Zigzag District of Oregon, Salmon Curves and North Clackamas, be dropped. And the recommendation was concurred with by the Mount Hood Forest Supervisor Gary Larson. In English, this means that the areas of the Salmon Curves and North Clackamas sales will not be logged in the immediate future. Now, that is good news. Salmon Curves is the infamous sale for which the stated purpose was to reshape the existing square clear cuts that you can see from Timberline Lodge. This is in Oregon. In other words, they are going to cut down more trees to make the rectangular clear cuts into more irregular, natural-looking shapes. BARC has been fighting the sale since its inception about 4 years ago. The proposal was to cut 385 acres of 4.5 million board feet of beautiful trees The North Clackamas was a timber sale Zigzag has flirted with also for about 4 years, with pressure from Bark along all the way. All along the way, the original proposal was to cut 480 acres, about 4.8 million board feet. And Bark has volunteered to take down the timber sale markings, and our offer is now under official consideration. You may be getting a request to go out and tidy up a really ugly sale. Thanks to Paul Bryant, who is now back at his regular Barlow District Ranger job, for doing the right thing. Thanks to everyone who helped stop those sales in Oregon. All right, we're going to take a little musical break here, and this is a new CD in the studio here at Free Radio, this time with Feeling, American Parody, and I'm going to play one called I Wanna Log Your Land.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something, I think you'll understand, 'cause you don't have an option. I wanna log your land, I wanna log your land, I wanna log your land. Oh, please say to me, you think a clear cut's grand, and please say to me, make this infertile sand. I'm gonna log your land. Let me log your land. 'Cause when I clear cut, I feel happy inside. So all you locked down activists, just step aside.
Step aside, step aside.
They tell me to be sustainable. What about supply and demand? It'll grow back. So let me log your land. I wanna log your land. I'm gonna log your land.
And late at night, when all the servants are gone, I go and sit out on my redwood deck alone. That's cry. I know she's haunting me, that damn butterfly.
Butterfly, butterfly.
I won't feel guilty for all the deaths I've caused. It's just some birds and fishies.
Oh, and a little run along.
Earth First Radio will be right back.